podcast. I hope everyone has had an amazing week and continues to have an amazing week. So this week we are still in New Zealand. We are in the Northern Island. If you've been keeping up with the podcast episodes, you probably have assumed this. And especially if you look at the title, I always tell you where we're going. So today we're going to go to Rotorua and Hot Water Beach. So I'm very excited to dive into this podcast episode because I know a lot happened, especially in Rotorua, and I'm just excited to reflect on it. But I can say I read the first few bullet points and there's some things that I already don't remember. So my apologies in advance, but basically I'll give you the setup right now. I have a half an hour to kill and no one is home. So I figured this is perfect. I'll record a little podcast and put it out there. So, hey guys, hope you're doing so well. So let's just dive in. Let's go to Rotorua. Well, Rotorua, what am I saying? And let's start this journey. So first things first about Rotorua, I definitely remember this. As soon as you get out of your car or off the bus in Rotorua, you're going to smell this insane, overwhelming smell of rotten eggs. It smells like rotten eggs. If you've ever smelt rotten eggs, that's what the whole city of Rotorua smells like. And it smells like that because of the volcanic activity that's going on. It smells like that because of sulfur. So sulfur is definitely in the air in Rotorua. And what's funny is when Michaela and I first got there, I remember we thought, how long is it going to take before we go nose blind to this? Like, how long is it going to take us to like get used to this scent? Because this is a strong scent. If you listen to the Kaikoura episode, you know that when I got off the bus in Kaikoura, I had this overwhelming smell of fish. And I was like, ooh, I hate this. I'm not going to get used to it. But you know, of course, you as a human, you go nose blind to things. And it took me roughly a day. And then next thing you know, I was nose blind to it. But I think with Rotorua, it took us a day or two. And you know, we were used to it. So we originally were planning to only spend a couple days in Rotorua. But all of a sudden, Michaela and I were talking about things to do. We looked up all the activities. And next thing you know, we went from spending our plan to spend, you know, 2 to 3 days in Rotorua to we ended up spending a whole week in Rotorua. Just because of the amount of activities that is offered. You know, we looked at the list and we're like, oh, the mud bath. Oh, like the zorbing. Oh my goodness. You know, we kind of got overwhelmed and we're like, oh my gosh. And then on top of that, we were staying at a super dope ass hostel. To this day, in my opinion, it's the coolest hostel I've ever stayed in. And that's because it's a rock climbing hostel and it was just so badass. So yeah, we were like, honestly, like, let's say we do nothing for a day, we can go downstairs and rock climb. And this rock climbing wall was huge. I mean, you did have to pay to use it, even if you were staying at the hostel, but it was so worth it. Cause like, it was just a huge ass rock climbing wall and it was, you know, top rope. So it was just totally our element and we loved it. But basically, the next thing on this list says sticking head in Oreo muffin bag. You guys can come up. Oh, my guess with this is I'm thinking Michaela stuck her head in an Oreo muffin bag. And the guy that owned the hostel or that was like showing us a tour, he was like, he walked in and he was like, you guys can come up. But I don't really remember that. The next thing on this list says Melissa at the dinner, which I don't remember, but I am going to talk about the dinner. So we did this dinner in Rotorua that I think if you are backpacking New Zealand or if you plan to, this is a must hit. It is a little expensive. If I remember, it was, I think, a little over $100, but basically it's a Maori dinner. If you know anything about New Zealand, the Maori culture is a huge thing there. It is really, really interesting because fun fact, before I went to New Zealand, I knew nothing about, I mean, I don't want to say nothing, but I knew very little about the Maori culture. And when I went there, I didn't even know that that was like a thing in New Zealand. Like I was going to New Zealand for the nature and the scenery and the hikes. So when I showed up and all of a sudden there was like, oh, there's all these cultural things about, you know, the Maori people. I was like really shocked because I didn't know much about it. You know, I didn't know that was like a thing in New Zealand, which is really interesting because then I ended up learning about it and it's really, really cool and it's really interesting. So I went to the museums. If you listen to the Wellington episode, I did go to the Free Museum and I learned all about it there, but I still didn't know that much about it until we went to Rotorua. And so since I knew and I spoke to a lot of Kiwis that told me all about the Maori people, and which is pretty much indigenous people native to New Zealand, I did want to learn more about it. And I felt like if I weren't to learn more about it, I wouldn't be doing New Zealand right. And I wouldn't be, you know, at least the way I like to travel, I like to like, I'm not like a huge history buff, but I do like to learn about cultures. And I like to kind of enrich myself in knowledge and immerse myself if possible. So although this was a dinner that you had to pay for and it wasn't 100% authentic, like, you know, with like a Maori family, you know, like where you're in their house and whatnot, this was a totally awesome dinner and I'm so very happy that we decided to do it, even though it was a bit pricey. Basically what it is they cook this dinner completely underground. I don't remember the name of the dish. I don't think I have it in my notes, but basically it's really freaking delicious. It tastes really earthy. And until you have food that is earthy, you don't really get the taste until you have it. And you're like, yeah, that's earthy. You know, like, I don't know. It doesn't like, it's not that it tastes like dirt because it definitely doesn't taste like dirt, but it's like, it just tastes so earthy and natural. And like people always told me before I went to the Maori dinner that this dish that they make tastes earthy. And I would like hear that and be like, what the heck is like earthy taste like, you know, like, but now I get it. Like the stuff that they do make tastes very natural, tastes very earthy. And it's very good. I remember eating this dish and, you know, being a broke backpacker, I remember thinking like, oh, this is like a home cooked meal. You know, this is so nice. It was so delicious. It was buffet style. So you just went up and like, you know, got a little bit of everything and it was so great. So Michaela and I were definitely treating ourselves that night to a really nice dinner. And we did that on one of our first nights in Rotorua. So we did that. And funny thing, before diving even more into that, is before we went to that dinner, we were at the hostel that we were staying at, the rock climbing hostel. And we were watching this couple, or maybe they were siblings, I don't know, boy and girl, we were watching them rock climb together and they were both really good. And so we sat there for probably 20 minutes just watching them rock climb and we were like, whoa, because there's like, the cool thing about this hostel is, I don't really know how to describe this, but there's like the rock climbing wall, right? It's huge, but that's like a whole separate unit. So in the hostel, like on each floor, there's windows where you can watch what's going on in the rock climbing facility, and it's connected to the hostel, you know, it's like the same building, but you are separated by like a window and they can see you too. Like when you're climbing in the rock climbing, you know, facility, you can like look and you see people looking at you in the hostel. It's kind of like a lookout, like a hotel lookout, but instead of looking out at the sky, you're looking into the rock climbing facilities. So we were watching this couple, they were really good rock climbers. And I remember we were like just watching them for a while. And then later when we went to the Maori dinner, they were sitting with us. They were in our, like our little group because they like separate people into groups. Lo and behold, guess who's freaking sitting with us? These two really good rock climbers. So they sat with us. The next thing on my list says Kyle versus Danny. Don't recall that. Honestly, I should have maybe done this episode with Michaela to see if this rings a bell for her, but yeah. Anyways, like I said, we had that amazing home-cooked earthy meal, and Michaela and I were in absolutely just heaven. We were like two broke backpackers. You know, we've been living off burnt toast and cheese, you know, for like weeks. When we finally had this like home cooked meal that is so delicious and we got to like learn all about the Maori culture, like we were just sitting there like eyes closed just eating, like, oh my goodness, you know, like a foodgasm. So yeah, The next thing that we decided to do in Rotorua, like I said, it was an activity town. We did tons of activities. The next thing is zorbing. So we went zorbing, and when we did, this is just so funny. I'm gonna tell you guys this other little story really quick about I had a past with zorbing, and it's definitely worth hearing about because I remember I told Michaela this story, and it just made zorbing just so much more funny and whatnot. So when I was about 10 years old, I went to Tennessee with my family, and when I did, we went on like a family trip with like other families that were like, we were all friends, like the kids were friends, the parents were friends. So there was like four families on this trip, including my family, you know, so like three other families. And lucky for me, I got to have my two best friends at the time on this trip, Abby and Emily. So we were trying to find activities to do, and we were in like the touristy area, you know, like Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, that type of area. So one of the days we decided that we wanted to go zorbing. We got to the zorbing range, and my sister and her friend Kenzie, they both went zorbing, and we watched them go down, and the hill was so steep, and I'm like a little 10-year-old, right? And I was just like, there's no way I can go down that. And so my friend Aunt Emily was the first one to say, I'm bailing. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No thanks. And so my friend Abby looked at me and she was like, well, you're still going to go down with me, right? Like, I don't want to go down alone. And at first I was like, yeah, like I can do that. I'm so, you know, I'm so brave. I'm so tough. But then as I kept watching people zorb down the hill, and if you don't know what zorbing is, basically you're in this giant hamster ball and you're rolling down this hill, sometimes with water in it, sometimes without. So I'm watching these people in this giant hamster ball zorb down this hill, and it looks to me in my little 10-year-old mind, they're going so fast, the hill's so steep, I think I'm gonna die, I don't think I can do that. So what do? I bail on Abby, and I felt so bad. So little Abby, who is younger than me and Emily, she went down alone. At the time she was probably 8 years old, you know, if I was 10 she was probably 8. So I felt so bad, and she gave us shit for it because, like, we're still friends to this day. I mean, I'm literally at her place right now recording this, so it is kind of funny how things work out. But she gave us so much shit for that all through high school, all through middle school, you know, like, up until we kind of went our separate ways. Like, that was, like, an ongoing joke of ours is, like, well, yeah, like, you know, you left me when I, like, wanted to go zorbing. I had to go zorbing alone, you know? So I remember I saw when we were in Rotorua, flash forward to being in New Zealand with Michaela, I was like, oh my gosh, we should go zorbing because that was something that I bailed on when I was like 10 years old. But now I would love to do it. Like now I literally went bungee jumping this summer. So like I can do it. So we decided to go zorbing, and it was so much fun. If you're ever thinking about doing it, I highly recommend. It is such a good time, so much fun, makes you feel like an absolute little kid. It's great. But, this day that we went, it was a little chilly in Rotorua. And so we rolled down the hill, we're in our swimsuits, and I have like GoPro clips of us like rolling down this like hill. And we got to the bottom, and like the whole time that we're like rolling down the hill, we're like choking on the water, cracking up, bumping into each other, you know, the whole nine yards. And yeah, once we got to the bottom of the hill, we got out. We're cold because the air is cold. And what's really nice is they had these hot tubs. And there was other people, of course, zorbing there too. It wasn't a ton of people. It was like under 10 if you even count us. But we would stay in the hot tub for so long, just trying to like re-warm up. And with the package that we chose, we were able to zorb three times. And they did tell us, like, after you're done zorbing, like, after you get your three hole punches or whatever it was, then you can just, you know, relax in our hot tubs until you're ready to leave. Well, they told that to two broke backpackers. So literally, Michaela and I were just such dirtbags this summer of, like, we were both so frugal and we were both budgeting like crazy and, you know, New Zealand's expensive. So like, it was just, I don't know, looking back, it's just so funny because we were just such dirtbags. Not saying that we're not anymore, because at least speaking for myself, I definitely still am. But we ended up overstaying basically for a whole hour in one of the hot tubs after we were done zorbing. Like, we just stayed in there and we were messing around being like, oh, you want to play mermaids? You know, just like funny stuff like that. And oh my gosh, it was so funny. The next thing that happened in Rotorua is we were actually in Rotorua for Michaela's birthday. And it was really cool. And I forgot to say this in the last episode, so I'm going to say this now. I'm surprised Michaela hasn't texted me about this yet. But I forgot to mention that for her birthday, I don't know if it was... Okay, now I'm really confused because I don't remember if it was her birthday in Waitomo or if it was her birthday in Rotorua. But around sometime, I know in, I thought it was in Waitomo because, okay, anyways. So basically, when we were in Waitomo and we did the glowworms tour, I think it was her birthday then. Because I remember in the morning, I woke her up, I made her a peanut butter and jelly. Because, you know, we're two dirtbag cheap ass backpackers, like so broke. So I made her like a toasted peanut butter and jelly. And with like the rest of the bread that we had left. And I came in and we like sat on the floor and ate, and then we got like the glowworm tour, and I was like singing her happy birthday in like a super high-pitched voice, which was just so hysterical. Like, it was just so funny. I was like, happy birthday, and I was like pretending to be like the little glowworms as we were like in this dark cave looking up at like just a sky full of glowworms. That was one of my favorite moments of like the whole summer. It was just so funny and perfect. Anyways, when we were in Rotorua, I want to say we decided to celebrate Michaela's birthday in Rotorua, since it's a bigger city and we could get cake and whatnot. I don't even think we did get cake, but what we did is we found, oh, this is what, oh my gosh, I should prepare for these episodes, but also I don't care enough to do that. But like, basically, I remember now. So we were walking around Rotorua one day and we found like a party city, like a big store that sells stuff for parties. And we decided to go in it. And when we went in it, we found, you know, obviously a bunch of stuff for birthday parties. And I had the idea where I was like, oh my gosh, we should get stuff and pretend that it's your birthday, because it recently was your birthday and we didn't really totally get to celebrate other than, you know, seeing the glowworms with Paul. but I was like, we should like get funny stuff and go to the hostel and like rock climb and whatnot. And we were both on board. So that's exactly what we did. We got these bows. Hers said birthday girl, mine said party girl. And I think I got her like a sash or sunglasses. We just got a bunch of funny stuff, right? And we ended up going into the rock climbing facility and rock climbing for the day. And the owner of the rock climbing wall actually played a birthday playlist for Michaela because we said it was her birthday. And so I shit you not, he literally put on his speakers in this climbing gym like a million different happy birthday songs in like different languages and like different, you know, different covers of happy birthday. Like, he just kept playing them. And we were cracking up because we're like, okay, like, you know, after playing 5-6, like, that's enough. That's okay. But he, like, probably played birthday music for at least a half an hour. and it's, like, the same song, like, happy birthday to you. I feel like that might be, like, a have to be there for a moment. But it was just so funny. Anyways, that day, midday, we're rock climbing. And all of a sudden, my energy starts to give out. And I'm like, okay, I'm tired. And I was telling Michaela, like, I think that I should go take a nap because I'm getting really tired and I'm starting to die out. And if we want to party tonight, I'm not going to have it in me unless I take a nap. That's a fun fact about me. I may be a freaking grown adult, 22 years old right now, but I do rely heavily on my sleep schedule. So if my sleep schedule's off, I'm off, you know? So I told her, I was like, I think I need a nap. And she's like, really? And I said, yeah, really. Like, I can go take a power nap, like 20, 30 minutes, and then come back down. Well, that's exactly what I did. So I went and took a power nap. And in that time, Michaela told me when I got back, she's like, one of the guys at the rock climbing wall was like, where did your friend go? And she's like, oh, she's actually taking a nap right now. And since my, like, beau said party girl, he's like, the party girl's napping? And Michaela's like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I took a nap. I had another cup of coffee. And, yeah. Then, out of nowhere, boom, chaka-laka, it worked. I had a lot of energy. So, we ended up spending the evening. We went to the sports bar. We got free drinks, or I think we got a free drink. And then this weird thing happened in Rotorua. So basically we were at this bar. Oh, no, no, no. This is what I remember. Okay, so I take back the free drink comment. So what happened is we're at this bar and we're definitely the youngest people there. It's not by like a long shot, but everyone else is in their like late 30s. I'd say that's like the next youngest group and older. You know, they're all like 40s and up, which is fine. We were chilling. So these people start talking to us. And out of nowhere, this girl comes up and she gives Michaela a free drink. And Michaela's like, huh, like that's weird. And so she gets the free drink and I tell Michaela, like, if I were you, I don't think I would drink it. Because even though that came from a girl, that's just kind of weird and sketchy. Like, why'd she give you a free drink? And Michaela's like, yeah, I don't think I'll drink it. So then a little while goes by and I go up to this jukebox that's at this little dive bar that we're at. And I'm, like, trying to find a song to, like, cue, you know? And while I'm doing that, Michaela had a girl, that same girl that gave her the free drink, like, come up to her and say, I wish I could help you. Just stay here. Like, that makes no sense. So Michaela hears that. She's very confused. And she's like, wait, what? And so impulsively, she's like, I'm going to go grab Brooke and like, we're heading out. So she goes, grabs me and says, let's go, let's go, let's go. We walk out of the bar and I'm like, wait, what was that all that about? Like, I was just trying to find a music to put on the jukebox. And Michaela told me the whole situation. And basically, we went to bed praying that we did not get like the date rape drug because yikes. Basically, what we learned from that is don't take a free drink from a stranger if you didn't see it being made. Just kind of common sense now, like when I look back and think on it, because now I would never. But, you know, that's just a little reminder for anyone out there that, you know, maybe hasn't learned that lesson. And yeah, but we were okay. It was just a weird situation. We, to this day, still do not know what that was about, but it was just weird. Yeah, so now let's talk a little bit about Hot Water Beach. This was a stop, not necessarily a place that we stayed, so I don't have too much to say on this place, but it is 100% worth mentioning. And that is because it's just so freaking cool. So basically, Hot Water Beach is a place in northern New Zealand that is like a little bit of a pain in the ass to get to, but once you're there, it's just so freaking cool. So basically, they sell these mini shovels, and you dig a hole on this beach. And while you're digging the hole, like, you start encountering water that is really hot. But so basically, you dig your own hot tub. I remember I made a TikTok on it. It was like a short little TikTok. But it's a really cool spot. And if you're going to northern New Zealand, I definitely recommend it. So the first thing says Gerald. I'm guessing that was like a bird or something that we named Gerald. Next. So something to know, like I said, and I've said it a million times, Michaela and I were two broke backpackers. We were both, well, actually, Michaela just recently graduated from college at the time, and I'm still in college. So we're two college students, you know, we're backpacking around New Zealand, which isn't the cheapest spot. It's not like we're backpacking around Asia. And we're definitely on tight budgets. And definitely dirt bags where we're like, eh, we can make do with stuff. Like, we can assume the best, you know. So, two dirt bag backpackers. So, what you're supposed to do when you go to Hot Water Beach is purchase your own mini shovel. And Michaela and I, since we were like, kind of, on a tight budget. We're like, is that even worth, you know, $20-$30? And so we decided, nah, we're going to make friends when we get to the beach, and we're going to, like, ask them if we can use their shovel, because we're not going to ever use it again. It's only for this, like, one, you know, just to dig a quick hole. So we ended up going to the beach, and then we had this little issue where it seemed like no one really wanted to share their shovels, and we're like, well, fuck. Like, did we just come here to, like, not, you know, do the activity, which is to dig a hole? But luckily, after a while of talking to some people, we found someone that was willing to let us use their shovel, which, I mean, it's not like we're gonna take it. We literally gave it back, but yeah, future, like, I told a friend recently, because she's gonna be going to Australia, New Zealand, and I told her, dude, if you go to Hot Water Beach, make sure that you buy a shovel before you go, because maybe it was just a weird day when we went, but, like, everyone was kind of stingy with their shovels. No one wanted to share. So, yeah. So, basically, we used someone's shovel, and the pool that we ended up making was so hot. It was almost unbearable to sit in. But since we took the effort to go to Hot Water Beach and, like, took the effort to, like, dig a hole, which actually takes a bit of time, so don't think you're gonna get there and have, like, two digs and be done. No, you gotta, like, dig a hole. So, we made the best out of the situation, because we're, like, we are literally, like, we went out of our way to go here. Like, we're gonna pretend, at least, that we're having a good time. So, last thing I have in my notes is there was this little girl that was dressed in a Little Mermaid outfit there, and she was just at the age where they're just so unhinged and they don't think about the shit they're doing and they do nasty shit. I want to say she was probably, I'd say 4 years old. I think 4 years old is about that age. And even toddlers do that shit. But, you know, she was a bit, she's a child. She wasn't like a toddler. She was probably four. So she was in this mermaid suit, and Michaela and I were just kind of looking around, and then we, like, looked at her. And it just so happened that when we looked at her, and we both did at the same time, she picked her nose, and then she put her hand in her pants, the same hand that just picked her nose, and then she took off all her clothes. And then Michaela and I just looked at each other, and we were like, what the fuck did we just witness? I mean, granted, it's a four-year-old. They do unhinge shit. But, yeah. Take that however you want it. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast. I also realized while I was filming this that I forgot to put the wind cover on my mic. So I'm going to try to remember that for the next podcast, because hopefully you guys haven't had to hear like the pa 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 pa. So yeah, I will see you guys next time I see you guys with a brand new podcast. Keep being phenomenal, everyone. I'll see you so soon. Bye.